Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl Miss P, and you are now in tune to the In Tune show. I just want to give a shout out to Platinum real quick. You know, he just basically took my picture and just, you know, how they say pimp your ride, he just pimped out my picture. So shout out to Platinum for taking the time to do that. I mean, I love to see how, you know, people just take something and then make it even bigger than it really was from the beginning. So I loved the picture before, but I'm totally in love with the picture now all over again. So thank you so much again for pimping my picture and, you know, making me feel really, really giggly today. And I can't wait to, like, kind of crop it and put it on my little, you know, banner on my timeline on my Miss P page. So I'll do that all after the show. But anyway, I just wanted to take a moment to just, like, you know, give my condolences to the parents of Trayvon Martin, because, you know, it's a lot of crazy stuff that's going on right now with this case, as we all know. And, you know, basically they're now trying to blame him having traces of marijuana and being arrested for marijuana previously for the reason why he's been arrested. And I'm just like, really? Like, how could you just, like, his death was a senseless death, like most deaths are. But in the respects that, you know, this man took his life, you want to try to bring up negative things to give a reason for why this man took his life. And it's all the way wrong. And the justice system, you know, I really don't get it. But hopefully that will pan out. So, you know, my prayers and condolences go out to the family. And I'm just really happy that, you know, people are taking a stand and raging against this whole thing, because how long will we have to go through this? There's countless families that, you know, go through this wrongful death situation, and there's no justice sometimes. So I'm just praying really hard, and I just hope it all pans out. On a lighter note, on tonight's show, we're going to have Nikki McKnight, a.k.a. Nyx, and this is my first time getting to meet her, so I'm pretty, you know, curious to see what she has to say about herself and, you know, share her journey with us in this rap game or whatever case may be. She has, like, I listen to her tracks, and, you know, she's doing her thing. And for me not to be, like, really into rap and stuff like that, I'm really, like, an R&B lady. But, you know, you have to take your hats off when it's time to take your hats off. And definitely can say that I'm really digging her track, Motivation. It's really a hot one. So we're going to be talking to her shortly, and we're also going to be talking to Miss Lady G and basically, you know, get to know her. She's been telling me all day today how nervous she is, and I'm just like, imagine if you were actually sitting right next to me in the studio. You're actually calling in. So she says she hates her voice. I mean, she was just making up all these excuses, but I guess I would have butterflies too if it was my first time about to attempt something. But just word to the wise, and one thing that I learned along the way is that fear will stagnate you. So basically what I mean is that if you have a fear or something and there's a goal that you're trying to reach, that fear has a way of sometimes taking over your better judgment from right and wrong and holding you back. So what I've learned in my life is to conquer my fears by just going against the grain and seeing what happens, you know. So that's just, you know, my thought about the whole situation. I know we all get little butterflies and stuff like that when we're about to embark on something different, but in order to make your presence known in this world, you have to go against the grain, and that's fighting your fears and doing what you have to do to see your dreams come true. So, you know, that's just a little words for the wise. So, anywho, let's play one of Nikki's tracks, and since I did bring up motivation, let's start with motivation. She's going to be calling in a few minutes, so let's just, you know, have one of her tracks played. That way we can kind of, you know, get a feel of who we're going to be talking to. And then from that duration, we'll have some Q&A, and then we'll play one of her other tracks before we have, you know, Miss Lady G come on. So shout out again to Platinum for being so awesome. Here's Motivation, by, and it's called Unstoppable by Nyx.
All I needed was a vision. I told you I was coming. Unstoppable, baby. I'm ready to the finish, but I'm already feeling like a runner. If I want it, I'ma get it, yeah. And nothing's gonna stop me now. I'm aiming high. Just look up in the sky. You're likely to see me fly, yeah.
Just look up in the sky, you're likely to see me fly, yeah. Nothing's gonna knock me. yo, Ditchy Boy Jerusalem and the Scarfella Music Group. Hey, you rocking with Miss P, the High Shore, 89
Radio,
Intro Radio. You feel me?
Yeah, baby. So that was Motivation. And I think it's a hot track, you know, it gets you, it has that, like, club appeal to it, and plus if you're just, like, listening to the words, like I always tend to do, you know, you get a lot of great things out of it as far as, like, nothing's going to stop her, she's going to keep on pushing and pushing and pushing, and that's basically what we all have to learn how to do, just keep pushing till the wheels fall off, I'm telling you. I know sometimes, speaking for myself, that, you know, you just want to give up sometimes because it just becomes so overwhelming day after day, this and that, and then one thing after the other. And, you know, sometimes you just feel like there's no means to an end, but it definitely is. And what I'm starting to realize at this age, which I'm not going to put out there, by the way, that, you know, these things are happening because, you know, it's just showing me how to maneuver in the sense that life is going to throw hard balls, but if you stand there and let them keep hitting you in your face, then essentially you're going to wind up with a broken nose and bruises and basically just, you know, head wounds, head injuries, losing your mind, all kind of crap. But like I said on Twitter the other day, it's like, you know, I don't mind hitting my head against the wall as long as it's padded. So basically what I'm trying to convey to you guys is that, you know, we all take hard balls, but is either you're going to stand there and let them, you know, beat you down, or you're going to move out the way and learn how to dodge them. And, you know, I never was a good dodgeball player, but I'm telling you, with this game called life, I'm definitely in tune to, you know, moving out the way when I see things coming my way. You can't predict everything, but the things that you can predict in changing your life for the better, you definitely need to, you know, make changes and move out the way. So with that being said, you know me, I'll go off and I'll just keep on going and going and going. And I say these things repetitively sometimes because it's also good for me to kind of hear me say them. So that way it could help me remain focused as well because, like I said, you know, I'm human and there's nothing that I would put out there in the universe or to you guys that I can't kind of take in for myself. And, you know, I learn from myself every day and I learn from others. And that's why I'm so thankful and grateful about the people that I meet every day, because every day is a learning experience. So, you know, life is good. So let's see. Shout out to Platinum again. Shout out to Scarfella Music. Little Jerusalem, 6 years old, sent me that drop. And, you know, I just think it's so adorable and so cute. And he's out here doing his thing. And for those that, you know, don't really know Jerusalem, I actually interviewed him. And he's a six-year-old genius, you know. Listen to the archive link. He's definitely on, you know, on the right track and everything. And his uncle Scarfella really, you know, has his, you know, back. And that's also an awesome thing because when we don't have, like, male figures, like some male children grow up without their dads or whatever, it's good to have someone who's there to pick up the pieces. And, you know, he loves his uncle and his uncle loves him. And, you know, as long as, you know, his uncle standing behind him, I don't see Jerusalem not getting where he needs to be in life because he definitely has what it takes at 6 years old. 6 years old. And I keep stressing that because there's so many of us that don't know where we're going. But you ask this six-year-old child where he's going, and he says, to the top. So you got to love that, definitely. So, you know, shout out to Jerusalem again for that drop. Definitely into it. So, okay, let's see. I didn't give you guys, like, the opportunity to either call in at 818-495-6975 and, you know, listen in to the show or even ask questions, you know, just whatever you have to ask in reference to Nick, anything you want to convey as far as Trayvon and, you know, whatever we was talking about today or what I was talking about, I should say. I also wanted to add really, really quick and briefly that I'm having a networking event, and basically if you're looking for an efficient way to make, you know, new contacts and grow your business, and, you know, just join us on the 28th from 6 to 8 and tell us your story, give advice, or, you know, plug in your business for 10 minutes, you know, and there will be 10 other people that's going to be speaking. It's going to be quick, it's going to be effective, and guess what? It's free. So basically RSVP by sending me a bio at intuneshow@aol.com. The deadline is 4/13/12. You know, I'm just basically trying to get that all mapped out. You can definitely go onto the website, www.ntuned.webs.com. Join, become a family member, and basically stay in tune because I've been working on a calendar all day. That way, if you have something that you, you know, some insight that you want to offer to our listeners as far as, like, strategies and ways to build in their business, you know, definitely tune in or give me a call and you can be one of the speakers, you know, putting it out there in the public, plugging your business and things of that nature, because that's basically what this event is about coming together as a unit and basically uplifting each other who's, you know, for some of us that's stuck on certain areas and don't know how to go forward. This event is definitely going to be useful to you and those that you know that are kind of going along the same path and they need that help and don't really have the resources to, you know, get to them. This is just a free situation. I'm putting it all together. I have a guest speaker coming on that, you know, take businesses and he just turned them into multi-million dollar situations. So I'm basically having him as a guest speaker for the night, and I'm definitely feeling the fact that, you know, people are taking interest and they're definitely going to be tuned in. The invite is on Facebook, 41 people, which may not seem like a lot to you, but it's definitely a lot to me for 41 people to confirm that they will be tuned in that day. That's awesome. And we still basically have a few weeks left, so that means that from 41, who knows where we can go. So this is a good feeling and a great opportunity for everyone. So again, even people that's in the music business, because, you know, people produce or they beat some, have someone on talking about ways to, you know, copyright your music and, you know, get on iTunes and, you know, whatever other things that, you know, they have out there is all going to go down here on the 28th. So mark your calendars. Also, I'm adding to the show. So basically, we're going to have a sexpert, and basically what that means for those who've never heard of that term, every 2 weeks we're going to have Lady Twinkles. She is a sex therapist, and she's going to be on giving us advice about relationships and ways to enhance ourselves sensually in the bedroom, so I'm totally looking forward to that. We're adding a fashionista, which she's going to be on every 2 weeks as well. Her name is Leia, and she's going to be on giving us an update on fashion for those who like to shop like myself. She's definitely going to be a good look for the show. We also have sports on Saturdays where we have Ro come in and give us the updates on sports, because without him, I know nothing. I do not entertain sports whatsoever, okay? All I do is shop and talk crap. That's all I do all day. Yeah, I need to get AA for shopaholics or stuff like that, but, you know, I'm working on it. You know, we all have our thing. But anyway, without further ado, we have Miss Nix on the line, and we're definitely going to tune in with her right now and get to know her a little bit better. Hey, Nix, how are you this evening?
What's up? How y'all doing out there?
We are doing well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that. I really do.
Please, thank you for taking the time to be had, if that makes sense.
No doubt.
So, Nick, we just listened to your track, Motivation. And okay. I'm definitely into that song. And I actually was playing it since you sent it to me and putting other people onto it. Like, listen to this, you know, because, you know, I'm not a real big fan of rap. However, when you have a message and you're saying something, then I'm into it. So tell us a little bit about, you know, yourself, such as where you're from and, you know, where you're stationed at now.
I'm from Columbus, Georgia, born and raised. I'm still here. Be out and about somewhere everywhere. But Columbus, VA, dirty south, that's where I'm from.
Right. I know that's right. And for everybody, I hear that accent, right? It's just so cute. I just want to pinch your cheeks like, oh, listen to her. So tell us what inspired you to write Motivation.
Situation I was going through last year around this time, I was hit by a vehicle. It left me in a wheelchair and, you know, unable to walk for like 6-7 months of last year. And, you know, during that time, I was kind of, you know, going through some things or whatever. And that I was listening to, I kind of had writer's block. So, you know, then I just had a talk with my homie Loose Text. he wrote me a letter. He was incarcerated at the time, and it was really inspiring letter. And I just, you know, it just really got me back on track with everything. So I heard the beat from my homie Custom. Shout out to him. I got the beat, and it just brought out, it was like one of the first songs I wrote. It just brought out everything, you know. I was like, I can't, you know, that time off just gave me time to reflect on a lot of things that was going on around me. So, and that's like in the hook, and I was like, you know, I just needed the vision, you know, just sit back. Maybe that time, maybe it was meant for me to just, you know, sit back and observe everything around me. And, you know, that's how the song came about.
Right. I mean, I really do dig that song. And it's not because, you know, I'm interviewing you right now and I'm just trying to, like, ride your coattail, so to speak. I'm definitely into the song because, you know, you make, like, a lot of good key points in there, you know. If I want it, I'm going to get it. You know, that's one of the things that I like the most and stands out to me because it's like, hey, if I want that, is mine, period. Nothing else said. Mm-hmm. Whereas people will think about what they want and think about how they're going to go get it, if they even put that energy into it to go get it.
Yeah, exactly. That's, and, you know, that's good because I wrote, you know, I was writing from my own personal experience, but after it was finished and I got a chance to, you know, sit back and listen to it, I was like, man, this is something that I think everybody can relate to. So that's why I wanted to go with it as a first single. I was like, this is it. This is the one. I felt it. You know,
Definitely. That is the one. Can I just say that? That is the one. That is the one. That is the one. You know,
it is
because, you know, I feel like you said, it's a relatable track, and definitely, you know, especially for, you know, the alternative lifestyle community in regards to, like, there's a lot of artists that's out there, but it's hard for them to transition because of the way they carry themselves, so to speak. So basically, yeah. I like the part also where you said, you know, you don't have to show no skin, no boobs, no nothing. You know, this is what it is.
Exactly.
You know, because a lot of people in the industry trying to get where they're trying to get to, they're trying to change people images. And I don't really see, if you're creative, you're creative. Take the person for who they are.
Exactly. That's been my mind state, because I've been through that. I've been through, you know, talking to, you know, some bigger names or whatever, and it's always the same story. It's, well, can we get you to do this? Can we get you to do that? And, you know, it's just me. It's not about that with me. It's not about the money, because, like I said, I always done this out of love. So, you know, you can take me how I am, but I'm going to do what I'm going to do regardless. I'm going to still do the music, you know, whether I'm signed or not. So, you know, that's why. You know, I'm with Easy now. You know, my manager now, because she lets me do me.
Right. Definitely. And that's the only way that I feel like you can really give yourself completely, by definitely owning who you are, being in tune to, you know, self is first and foremost, because if you have to live a lie, then you're not really going to deliver what you're trying to deliver, because you're not feeling it.
Yeah, because it's only going to last for so long. You can only pretend for so long. You know, at the end of the day, you still got to come home and be yourself. And, you know, every day it's not hard to be you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm giving you. I'm giving them me.
That's right. And I'm taking you because I love it. You know, this is just really inspirational to me in regards to, well, so many levels. It's just so many levels because, you know, just for, like, younger artists that's coming up that are females and, you know, they have their own style, this is just, you know, inspirational in the regards of, you know, hey, this is an example, a prime example of an individual that's out here doing her thing and nothing can change her. And not only that, nothing's going to stop her now, you know?
Nothing's going to stop me now.
I love it. So is this something that you always wanted to be as a child, an artist?
Actually, my first love was basketball. I played it all the way up until high school, and I dibbled and dabbled with played around with the music, you know, every now and then, but I never took it serious until, like, you know, after I graduated. And, you know, once I got more serious with it, I kicked basketball to the curb, and like, this is what I want to do, you know.
Right.
I live in music, you know. I'm breathing.
Right. Right. So, I mean, you have to, in order to, you know, really just come up with the, you know, the lyrics and just to hear a beat and then come up with the words for a beat. I mean, let me just tell you, like, my brothers, they're producers. And I've been in a studio with them when they were working with people. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, like, really? Like, how do you just come up with a whole verse just listening to a beat? So that just goes to show, like, Miss P is not in the music game. You know, like, I can't sing. I can't do nothing. Because I'm like, if you would have gave me a beat, I would just listen to the beat by my head. Now, what you want me to do with this?
Yeah, I mean, that's something a lot of people say. They like, you know, when they hear you tell your stories, it kind of it amazes them. Like, I mean, how does this happen? But, you know, when it's in you, it's in you. And you can tell, you know, anybody can tell I'm that artist. But yeah, it comes easy to sometimes it comes easy. Sometimes it's not very easy at times, but. You know, from writing up emotion, it just flows out of nowhere.
Right. So, you abbreviate your name as Nyx, right? But you also throw Nikki McKnight. I like how you do that because it kind of leaves it on a fence. So people that read your name for the first time, they wouldn't know what to, you know, how, you know, they wouldn't be able to just say, okay, Nyx what, or just, you know, gravitate to, you know, it's not, basically what I'm trying to say is not an aggressive name.
Yeah.
You know, like some artists, they got Swagalicious and whatever the hell, but yours is just like, yours is like your name, Nikki McKnight, a.k.a. Nyx. What made you decide to just, you know, keep it plain and simple?
My mentor, Red Diamond. She was when I first started out, I was going by Tara, but she was like, I think I was emailing her one time, and she was like, "Who is Nikki McKnight?" I was like, "That's me." She was like, "You crazy for not using your real name. That's just, you know, that's awesome." And I was like, "Really?" And she kept bugging me and bugging me. She was like, "Tara," she's like, "You too laid back to be Tara," you know? So I was like, all right. She kept bugging me about it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to drop that and I'm going to go with my name. I'm going to go with me because, you know, that's what I do in my music. I give them me. So, you know, I'm going to go by Nikki McKnight. And Nyx was just a name my own girl, a friend of mine, Tremita, she gave me that as for short. You know, she just started calling me that one day. I was like, you know, I think I kind of like that, so I'm gonna stick with it.
Right, I do like it. I like it because it's like in between, it's diverse. You're like, okay, you know, and especially your whole name. It is a nice name. I like it. It has a ring to it. It's noticeable, you know. You would want to find out, who's Nikki McKnight? You know, it's just like that. Who's this lady? Seriously, it draws curiosity. And I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was going to say thanks to my mom for that.
Yeah, definitely, because when I, you know, saw it on Twitter, I was just like, who is she? You know, that's the first thing that came to my mind. She has that album called Motivation. That's one of my favorite words. Let me see. So it's definitely something that is a, you know, an eye catcher. You know, it rings bells. So it's definitely a good look. So shout out to your mentor for talking you into that one.
Yeah.
So what other genres of music, other than, you know, R&B, rap, or other thing, the typical stuff that we kind of all like, is there any other genre that you're into?
I love everything. I mean, I like listening to Katy Perry. I listen to Maroon 5. I listen to old soul music. I was just listening to Hall & Oates earlier, tweeting about it. I like a lot of old school music, a lot of old soul music. That's what, you know, that's what I grew up listening to around my house, around my mom and, you know, family. So, you know, hearing that back in the days, and it kind of stuck with me. So kind of an old soul.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that, but so am I.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say my age, but yeah. You know, definitely give me. Okay, exactly. Like, you know, I'm not even going to touch that one. Okay, definitely. We're just going to leave that topic alone. Next question. Okay, next question. So, being out there promoting yourself, having great music, being a great person, you seem well-rounded and things of that nature. And I know you have developed a fan base for yourself. You know, I don't like to be called a fan per se. I like to be called a supporter because, you know,
I
love to support people, you know, and I like people to support me. However, you know, I think there's different of individuals. I think there are fans out there, but I just fall in a supporter role. So with that being said, what's the craziest thing that a fan, you know, has ever done in reference to your journey, you know, with music and everything? A loaded question, but, you know, I have to throw some controversy in there.
That's crazy. The craziest thing, I really can't say.
You really can't say? I mean, because I've heard some stories, you know, how people, like, you know, send pictures of even emails.
It's been some crazy. There are some crazy things that go on. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing you can mention on air, huh?
We can't speak on it on air.
Nothing that's going to incriminate me when I get off the phone, Ms.
Yeah.
P, okay?
I have to plead the fifth. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, I respect that. I'm not pushy. Okay, so, you know, how was you saying, Nick?
No, I didn't say nothing.
Oh, okay. You're still cracking up, huh?
I'm ready for the next question.
Okay, right? Next question. It's just like one of those things, like the age. Like, what's the next question, Ms. P? Okay. So what are some of your pet peeves?
Pet peeves? Wow. You know what? I'm tripped. I can't even think. Lying.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing.
Right.
That's, I mean, because I've been pretty easy to get along with,
huh?
Yeah.
You just accept stuff. Like, hey, if that's you, that's you type thing.
Yeah, if that's you, that's you. You know, I try to make the best out of everything, so.
You awesome, Nick. You awesome. Because I would have been like, okay, let's see. Bad breath. Ugly this, that, you know.
Yeah, no,
I would have
pretty,
a list.
I'm pretty cool. I can't think of nothing off top like that, but, you know.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Only thing I really hate is a liar.
Right, and that's, like, probably number one for everybody. Like, who likes to get lied to? No one, you know,
yeah.
So... Basically, you know, it just, you know, I ask that question randomly here and there sometimes because it's just amazing some of the stuff that people say because I like to laugh. You know, I'm like a goofy person, so I just like to hear what people are going to, how they're going to respond to that. But being that you're so well-rounded, Nick, you know, you just ruined it. You ruined my joke. No.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just messing with you. So do you have, like, a ritual that you do to get you in the right frame of mind, you know, before you start producing your tracks and stuff of that nature?
Yeah, I have to listen to Jay-Z or something by Jay-Z or T.I. Those two, like, are, like, two of my biggest influences. So, you know, I have to go through some of my favorite tracks by them to get me in that zone, in that rain mode, so I know I go in there and really kill it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what. If I hear that, I mean, if I'm listening to them, I automatically I'm ready to. What, you know, no matter what I'm doing, where I'm at, if they come on, I'm automatic, like, man, I want to go home and write. Or I'm either writing in my head or writing in my iPhone or something.
Mm-hmm.
They just inspire me like that, man. I love those two guys.
Okay, so it's safe to say that they're the one who influenced your style of rap?
Yeah, you can say that. They do influence a lot because, you know, Jay, that's my favorite artist, period. You know, his style, sometimes he can be a little cocky with it. You know, I can get that sometimes. And some of his deeper tracks, you know, when he giving you himself, you know, letting you in on his life and how he's feeling. And then, you know, Tip is just crazy with it, you know. So, yeah, I do get influenced by those two a lot.
Right. Well, Jay-Z, he's a, you know, a force to be reckoned with, definitely, because of all his accomplishments and things of that nature. So
yeah.
I can see how, you know, that all, correlates together as far as, like, inspiration for you and stuff of that nature. Definitely the type of person that you could say, wow, he took it to a whole another level.
Exactly.
Into a whole other level, no.
The best. And I will argue that point with anybody.
Definitely. So what are some of the perks of, you know, your career?
The perks is getting to go to different cities and, you know, meet new people, meet and network, connect with new people and be accepted by, you know, some people outside of, you know, where I'm at. Because, you know, sometimes I'm a little nervous about, you know, I'm going over here in their territory, so I don't know how they going. But it's always love, you know, and that's, you know, that makes me feel good, really good, you know, because it's warning, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they tell you, you know, when you're coming back or can we work with you or, you know, anything to keep you moving, that's good to me because it keeps me going. It really does.
Definitely. I mean, acceptance, you know, some people in general, accepting your passion and really being able to relate to the message you're putting out there is always a good feeling. So I'm definitely, you know, in tune with you on that one. But before I talk your head off, and things of that nature, I definitely want to just play another track of yours before I let you go, and then I have a few more questions, and then, you know, because I saw that on Twitter, you said you wanted to take a nap, and I read that, and I was like, me too, me too. No. So I'm not going to keep you too long. But for all those out there, you have any questions that you want to ask Nick, is definitely dial in at 818-495-6975, or you can use our interactive chat room. I definitely ask questions, you know, read the questions and have, you know, you answer them or whatever the case may be. Right now we're going to tune in to Sky's the Limit by Nicki McKnight, a.k.a. Nyx.
I done been rock bottom, it wasn't a pleasure though. They told me hell was hot, why is this weather cold? I guess that's what they mean, why it's a crazy world. Grandma can spread your wings around your baby girl. I'm learning how to fly, my feet on solid ground. Haters, I love you all, but I don't need the problems now. I'm reaching for the sky, they're reaching for the crown. Homie, you cross the line, your reach is out of bounds. Chasing a dream, which means you're chasing me. Just too good to be true, that's why they can't believe. Better pace your speed, I ain't never gon' stop. Sky's the limit, homie. A long way to go, my time is real thin. Why deal with fake? Life's a real, real, and I'm a real, real, real. So we one in the same. She took me through it all, not enough to complain. I'm so above the lane. These wanna play. I'm in that skybox section, I'm so above the game. I see who's taking shots, I see who's getting fouled, I see who's trying to block, I see who's in the crowd. I observe well, I know your weaknesses. I sent my team through the hole in your defenses. Ain't no reaching in, we carry that rock well over another bend. My motto in life, if you ain't first, you're last. Gotta keep my pockets feeling right, cause it hurts to ask. I got a tight grip within this tight fist. My palms closed just so can't nobody give me. What I want, I get it. And what I need, I have. If you don't see me with it, you do the math. No matter how you add it up, I'm 100. Go around Columbus, you can ask 100. From the first all the way to the 100. See how many say I'm real, bet you count 100. That's the rep that'll make your girl hot, homie. But that respect is what's gone. Mike Phil, I appreciate your homie all the time. It's your girl. Sky's my limit, homie. What's yours? What's yours?
Wow, so that's Sky's Unlimited by Nicki McKnight, a.k.a. Nix. Love it.
Nice.
Love
nice,
it.
Nice.
I don't know. It's something about the voice, too, when you rap. That just, like, kind of, like, draws your attention.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No, seriously, like, I like how you said, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that's what's happening right now. Like, it makes you, like, pay attention. You know, if you weren't, now listen. You know, that type of thing. You know, I love the way you sound and how you deliver. It's really hot. Really hot.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, don't make me into, like, a person that likes rap, Nix. Don't do it, okay?
You can just be a person who likes Nick's thing. You don't have to.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. That definitely sounds like a plan. Because, yeah. You know, I'm into, like, you know, the take it off clothes, like, you know, my, and all that good stuff, like you was.
Okay.
Like the stuff you was tweeting that day, like, you know, really. So, you know, but this is kind of crossing me over, you know, it's crossing me over because you're not, like, rapping about, like, the bling bling and, you know, all this crazy stuff that people are, like, entwining into their raps, you know. So definitely I think that's another reason why I'm into your style because it's, you know, a different perspective where you're coming from.
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely.
One of a kind of mix.
I'm sorry?
I said one of a kind of mix.
Okay, one of a kind, Nix. I heard it here on the Intune show. She's definitely one of a kind. Without a shadow of a doubt. So what's your thoughts on music today?
Huh?
What's your thoughts on music today?
Today's music?
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. No, I'm playing.
The music sucks.
Nah, I love music. I'm feeling a few artists out here today, so, you know, it's definitely not what it was when, you know, when I was coming up and I fell in love with it, but I guess times are changing, so, you know, we gotta go with the flow, but I guarantee it's always gonna be something out there that I do like, you know, because I'm just a lover of music like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, it seems like you're about to take it over. So, you know, are you ready for that whole transition?
Yeah, I've been ready. I'm ready for it.
That's right, you know.
Yeah, I'm ready for it, though. Yeah. I know it's coming. It's been a long time coming, but I know it's coming. And sometime soon. So, you know, I keep working hard, staying motivated with my team working with me. You know, mm-hmm. my support. You know, we gonna make it. We gonna make this happen.
Definitely. I'm sorry.
So you can mark my words. We gonna make it happen.
Hey, I marked it. I marked it from the time that I, you know, downloaded your track into my iPod. I said, "This is motivation. This is what's happening."
That's what's up. Yeah, motivation.
Yeah, motivation. Okay, Nikki McKnight. Okay, so how do you respond to negative feedback from your music? Because as we all know, just like even if you was a chef and you had like a lot of people that were into your food, and say for instance, I was a chef, you know, and people were okay with my food, you know, people, they say hater or whatever, and I really don't like that term and stuff like that, but at the same time, I know that that's a term that everybody could relate to. But, you know, how do you deal with people that are quote-unquote haters in this life?
I don't. I just, you know, I really don't. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've heard it, you know. I've witnessed it, but, you know, I don't respond. That's the best thing you can do. Because when you start to feed into that, you know, they win. You know, and I don't let that negative energy, because I know I'm good. Not to sound cocky or nothing like that, but, you know, I know I'm good. So, you know, I can tell the difference between somebody just giving their honest opinion or somebody just, you know, want to be bitter for whatever reason. So, and that's just another thing. Like I said, my mentor, Red Diamond, taught me a long time ago. Like, everybody's not going to like you. So, you know, you got to have some thick skin. And that, you know, that stuck with me. So, I don't feed into negativity at all. I don't deal with it. I respond. I might respond. If I see something or hear something, I might respond, but it'll be through the music. And it'll be, you know, it'll be colder in the way you don't know. You know I'm referring to you. It's gonna hit home, but I'm not gonna give you the glory of letting the world know. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't. You know, I'm not gonna go do the back and forth thing with nobody.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, you just taught me something. Can I just say that? Because I have to, you know, I don't know if it's just my sign or whatever, but I always feel like I have to address something. You know, like if someone says something and it's like, okay, I don't have to, like, do no gang fighting and drive-bys and stuff. Like, I'm not into that because I'm not trying to break a nail. You know, like, I'm not breaking nails. I wear too many heels and I'm not running. You know, I'm not doing none of that. But at the same time, it's just like I just always feel like, you know, one response deserves another, and that's not always indicative to the situation. Like you just stated, you just don't pay it any mind.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. You just taught me something. You know, you're never too old, Nick. You're never too old. Thank you for sharing that with me. Definitely. I needed to hear that tonight. That's another reason why I got to talk to you tonight, because I definitely needed to, you know, hear that, because I always have something to say. I don't know if it's just, you know, because being a personality, you definitely always have to run your mouth, but I just always feel like I have to say something, Nick. I'm learning. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what is the best advice you was ever given, aside from, you know, just to have the thick skin?
The best advice I was ever given was to do what I feel is right, you know, do what I feel is right for me.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody tell you, you know, what you're supposed to do or what you need to be doing. You know, stay on that right path, you know. You know, I've always been told that I was in my own lane. And, you know, you meet different people who try to get you to do this and do that because they feel like that's what sells or that's what's going to make it. But, you know, best advice I was given is keep doing me. There is a lane for me, so I'm going to keep going until I find it.
Definitely. So what can we expect from Nikki McKnight, a.k.a. Nyx?
Nikki McKnight, a.k.a. Nyx. The single Motivation is on iTunes right now. Please go copy that. Go download that. iTunes, Spotify, Zuni, Amazon, it's going to be everywhere in a minute, but. You know, those are the other sites that do have it. And then after that, my EP, I'm thinking of titling that Unstoppable. So look forward to that probably late summer. And but right now, Motivation, I'm pushing this Motivation right now, so go download that, please. I need 1 million downloads. You can make that happen for me?
Yes. Definitely get that. I mean, and what other social networks and stuff that people can find you at, Nyx, that want to follow you and, you know, stay in tune to all that you do.
Twitter 706 Nyx, 706 Nyx, NIX. Follow me, I follow back. You know, if I go to my computer and see it, but you just at me, mention me, and I will follow back. I do believe in that. Facebook, search Nikki McKnight. I'm on there. I got a banner page on there too, but I'm on Twitter all day, every day. You can tell them that. So.
Yeah, definitely. Look her up, okay? Download, you know, support, you know, because like I always say that we always want people to support our vision, so we have to, you know, one hand wash the other. That's the only way it's going to, you know, come together, full circle. The more you put out there for someone else, the more you get back. If it's not today, eventually it will come. The universe turns, you know, the world turns, okay? Slow, but it turns.
Exactly.
So do you want to give any shout-outs before I let you go?
Big shout-out to you. And big shout-out to my team, EZ, Strange, Remy, what up? Ty, what up? Visit our website, www.com, and download Motivation. That's what y'all do. Please do that.
Do it now.
Do it now, right now. You listening, you hear me, go download Motivation, Nikki McKnight, iTunes, right now.
That's right. Make it happen. So, Nyx, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show and share some of yourself with us. You know, it's been a real pleasure getting to know you. You know, I have to, like, beat you one day soon so I can knock that roundness out of you, that well-rounded individual, and make you kind of like me. You know?
So next time
when we follow up on your next project, I'll be like, so, Nyx, what's your pet peeve? And you'll be like, okay, Miss P, knocking the roundness out of me, you know, stuff like that.
That's what's up.
No, I'm just teasing. But just stay in tune with me. Keep me posted on any projects or anything you have going on. And definitely, you know, you're welcome. You're family now, so you're definitely welcome on the show any and every time that you want to be. Let me know. Keep me in the loop.
I really appreciate that.
Not a problem, Nyx. You have a great evening. Get some rest.
All right, I'll try to.
Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Nikki McKnight, a.k.a. Nyx. Coming up, we have the Shy, and I'm just putting it out there to make her feel, you know, like, oh, my God, is she really putting it out there? Yeah, the Shy, you know, Ms. Lady G, and we definitely going to get to know her after this track. So you baby stay tuned. And for those who want to call in and ask any questions, please dial in at 818-495-6975 or definitely go into the interactive chat room and voice your opinion there. I read them live over the air. And enjoy this beat by Brittany J.
get home with my wife thinking more now. We're all alone. I'm in the mood. The beat's turned on. Now what you gonna do? Cause I'm in the mirror dancing so slow. I hope somebody hears it. I want them to know that this beat is doing something to me that knocked me off my feet. I heard that 808, it made me wanna sing.
Man, this beat right here.
This beat by Brittany J. Love it, love it, love it. Love her. Definitely follow her and get in tune with her music because she's definitely doing her thing right now. But without further ado, you know, we're going to have Miss Lady G on and we're going to get to know her. She's super awesome and I'm totally excited that she took the time out at the last minute, mind you, to come on and talk to us today. And without further ado, Miss Lady G, how are you tonight?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I just wanted to put out there that I definitely played that track to try to give you more time to get ready to talk to me.
Yeah, I noticed. I was like, she's giving me more time to calm my nerves.
Exactly.
Okay.
Definitely.
Love
but,
that.
You know, okay, I love your voice. There's nothing wrong with your voice. Nothing at all. You had me thinking I was going to be talking to somebody that, I don't know what I thought, but you just made me scared.
I guess because everybody say I sound country. I'm like, I'm from Cleveland. Ain't nothing country about Cleveland, but Okay.
Hey, I guess it just depends on what part of the world people are sourcing, you know, outsourcing from, you know. So it can be like a little bit of a southern tone to it, but it's not like, you know, Miss Nikki McKnight, who just got offline. She definitely has that country accent.
I heard her. I was like, okay. She
Definitely. I was trying to see if I, you know, if she had anything crazy going on with her, but she's definitely well-rounded. That's why I was like, you know, when I meet her, I'm going to knock that out of her because, you know, come on. You know, I was looking forward to having some kind of edge on there, you know, but, you know, all jokes aside, I'm just kidding. You know, she seems like she's a very well-rounded person, and, if, you know, there need to be more like that, and like yourself as well. And like yourself
as well.
I hear
that a lot, actually, though.
Now, how awesome you are?
You
hear that a lot, that you're awesome?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying to get used to it now because I'm not used to so much attention. And I was just looking at Facebook like, what did I get this many Facebook friends? But this is me being myself and networking. I'm still shocked when I get Twitter followers. Like, okay. Y'all really paying attention. That's good. I needed to do that. I needed to push that more.
Definitely. Because, you know, I, you know, read up on you and stuff of that nature, and definitely, you know, what you're doing is huge for a lot of people that don't know how to go out there and put themselves out there in the forefront like that. So that's where you come in at, and you just basically help them promote themselves, right?
Exactly. And it's at a real low package. Like, I think my lowest package is $45, and basically they're only paying for my time. I have a lot of good standards with websites. I, like, post things, and now I log back on, like, a couple hours later, and I see that they featured my post or they put it on the front of their site. Like, I have a lot of support from people, and I really love that.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit about that so people can have more of an idea of what you offer, and then we'll talk about the packages.
What I basically offer is online promoting. I push people's music, YouTube, mixtape to websites. I like getting people stuff featured on websites. I push online radio shows and DJs and as many people as I can. I see a business and I'll talk to them, and I like put them as an affiliate on my website. And if I see anybody that needs services, like, for instance, the person that did my logo is one of my friend's sons. He's very talented, man. And anytime anybody wants any logo or artwork done, I push him. Exactly. I say, go to him. Go straight to him.
Mm-hmm.
I support those. Support me.
Definitely.
It's my team.
Exactly. And you do all of this, you know, right, you do this in between, like, going to school as well as, you know, your own life.
Yeah, I'm in school full-time for business management.
Mm-hmm. And you also work, and you also have your personal life, and you always find time to help people.
Exactly.
I mean, how come it's like your mom didn't have, like, quadruple of you? You know what I mean? Like, living in, like, every state, you know, that, you know, everyone can get in contact with you in every state, and it's definitely be like, oh, yeah, you know, we have, you know, a Miss Lady G over here and a Miss Lady G over there. You know, like, definitely the world need more of you to be rampant, like a disease. Like, we need a disease breakout of you.
I'm like, it's like an obsession now. Like, I see, like, I have, like, 7 tabs up just from, like, both computers. I'm like, oh, you need to stop. Like, I have to push something. Like, my main 3 artists I push are New Yeezy, Tony Steelz, and Traffic. And it's like every day I have to do something that contains them. I have to send out an email, push their music or a video. It's like I feel like I got to do something. And if I don't see something that I haven't already done, I go searching. I go searching for some more DJs, some more websites, some more online magazines. It's like I'm trying to know.
And that's good because, you know, at least people can see by, you know, hiring you that you're definitely on your job nonstop. You know, because there's some people out there that, you know, I've spoke to in the past, that said that they hire certain people, you know, through the net to do certain marketing for them, and it didn't ring true to what they say they was going to do. They weren't online. They weren't, you know, you don't see no difference in your stats, you know, things of that nature. How do you guarantee people? I mean, I see you doing your thing 24/7, but how do you, you know.
Right. You see, and I have got the habit of going from both Twitters and my Facebook nonstop.
Yes.
And I think I'm in like every name group possible that people have. And I help, I blog for X3 Mag Blog, and I help run two websites, StayFromTheBooth.com and StayToTheStreetsMag.com. Oh, I do so much. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But
so
I love what I do, and I love helping everybody.
And that's a beautiful thing because, you know, at least people can also see from your personality that you're easy to work with as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me just let you guys know that, you know, Ms. Lady G just definitely had, I forwarded her my stuff, and it definitely took like 5 seconds for her to come back with like 90 links, like you're on all of these right here, you know, so I was just like, whoa, like I was not expecting all of this, but you know, it's an awesome feeling to see that someone just definitely was on a job. So anyone that's looking for someone to market and advertise them, I would definitely recommend her because like I said, it took 2 seconds for me to have, like, 90 links. Like, you're on here, 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 here. Now what? You're welcome. You know, that was it. Thank you. I did my job. Thank you. So that's impressive in itself.
Yeah.
You know, definitely impressive. So what are some of the packages you offer?
I noticed that a lot of artists, some of them don't know how to do things or they, like, too lazy to do it. So, I offer the package where I can upload your music to just about any site for you in case you don't know how to do it or you're just too lazy to do it. And I offer a package where get your mixtapes or videos featured. Those are very low. And my other package is to, like, do your personal pages for you or your website or your personal pages on Ning sites and stuff like that. I think any package they pay for, I always end up doing more than what they pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Always end up giving them more than what they pay for.
Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing because, like I said again, it's really a rare commodity that you have because, you know, a lot of times things just don't fall through like that. You know, it really doesn't. And to have someone, like I said again, I send her my info and I can't stress this enough. This woman put together, like, 90 links in 10 minutes. So this is just, like, me, like, co-signing the fact that you guys need to get with her and definitely work out some type of, you know, package deal and, you know, just leave it up to her because she's definitely on it. And, like I said, I can see her from the morning to the night just on it, on it, on it, on it, on it, on it, on it. And I'd be like, dang. I'd be saying to myself sometimes, I'd be like, was she in competition with me? Okay, come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's tweet. Let's tweet. Now, tweet. Now you know. And then I go log on to Facebook. Right, and then I see you on Facebook liking the statuses, and I'm like, look at her. And then I see she posted in this group and posted in this group, and I'm like, dang, she's a beast. She's just doing everything.
And
there's
see,
no
like, every time
her.
I try to delete some groups, I get added to more groups. So I'm like, and it's crazy because anytime anybody I support or a member of my team throw out a link, my crazy butt will actually sit there and post it in every group I'm in. I don't even know how many Facebook groups I'm in. I lost count after like 15. But I actually sit there and will post in every group. And they're
right.
Like, wow.
Exactly, exactly. That's motivation and that's determination and that's just someone who takes a job seriously. And when you have someone that's on it like that, you definitely getting your money's worth plus some.
Exactly.
Plus some. Because when people say that, hey, you paying me for an hour of you know, social networks, they mean it. And you get in 45 minutes, not even a whole hour. Because
right.
I even put it to the test myself and I've seen how paying someone to do something in advance equals really nothing to me. So that's why I'm not really too
mm-hmm.
big on it, and I just do it myself. But at the same time,
right,
I don't always
right.
want to do it myself. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to
sit here. You don't always
have
that time.
I don't. Like, it definitely, like, if I'm in a house, I mean, most of the time I'm on Twitter or Facebook, it's through my cell phone, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
and
work
a lot of
regular...
people are like that most of the time. They
yeah, I work
day.
A regular
most
job.
Most of the time during the day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3 days a week, though. That's it.
Everybody can't do everything through their phone. Everybody can't do everything through their phone, so they need help. That's what I'm here
no,
for.
No, definitely. Yeah, definitely, and this is what we're going to, we're just going to piggyback off of just, like, anything you tweet, I'm retweeting, anything you post, I'm reposting. Like, we're just going to keep it up because I feel like you deserve that. I feel like people that you're working for, your clients, they should definitely, you know, encourage their friends to, like, help by retweeting or basically, you know, reposting to their pages. Anything that you do, the people that your clients people should support that too to push it even more. You know, so my thing is for going forward, you know, when I see you doing your thing, I'm definitely going to be right behind you reposting things that you post and redoing things that you do to help kind of support you because of the simple fact that, you know, you're doing what you do because you have a passion and you love doing it and you love the empowerment of people. But at the same time, we don't want to burn you out because if we burn you out, then there's no more you. And then who are we going to have?
Yes,
nobody.
Yes, I heard that before, too. I heard that a member of my team was like, I don't want you to get overwhelmed. Slow down. I'm like, okay, good luck with that. I'm going to try.
Good luck with that.
Slow down. Good luck with that.
Right. Like, how do you even, what do you do to, you know, relax?
Oh, I try to take time off on Sundays to get some sleep and just chill. But I always find myself getting back on the computer when I try not to tweet as frequently as I do during the week. Like, yeah, no, it's
so funny. Like, I try to lay down, but my fingers wind up logging on to the computer.
Right, like, and one of my DJ friends was like, that's you? I'm like, he like, you don't have auto Twitter? I'm like, no, that's me doing all them manual tweets over and over again. He said, you really are the stuff, because you don't have auto Twitter. I'm like, no, I'm not going to pay for auto Twitter either. So,
right,
that's
exactly.
Just,
so, dude, what is that about anyway? Do you have any info on that? Like, what the heck is that about? That auto Twitter pay for
auto tweet. Yeah, no, I don't have exact info on that, but I guess it's like a software that schedules random tweets whenever you want to send a tweet out while you're offline. It's like it's good and it's not real high, but I'd really rather not pay for it. I'd rather just do the tweets on my own.
Right, like I don't want to pay for nothing extra, period, because I feel like any extra money could go towards, you know, a project that I really need something big done. Like tweeting, that's no big deal. Like I'm not paying for just for somebody to tweet something for me. Like get the heck out of here with that. That's retarded. You know, but as far as like, getting likes or just having followers, I can see paying for that, but not paying to tweet stuff. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell? Like, I don't care if I don't ever tweet nothing, you know? Like, so what? You know, the only reason why I've gotten on Twitter lately was because I'm trying to get sponsors, you know, for the magazine that I'm trying to put together.
That's good.
So basically, you know, sponsors, they want to see numbers. Everything is numbers.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do. They definitely do.
You know, no one's going to invest in something that they're like, okay, you got 10 followers. Like, what the heck do you want us to do with that, you know?
Exactly.
We're not endorsing.
Exactly. They're going to be like, get your followers up. Get your followers up. They'll holler at us where you at. So and so.
Right,
numbers.
Exactly. When you have somebody that kind of knows you, then, yeah, get us up.
Right. Exactly. That's what
so,
they
right, I never knew it was that serious, so that's why I never was, like, on Twitter like that trying to tweet and, you know, I don't be on the fan pages like that. Cause I
wasn't either.
Right, because I didn't realize that it was so important. I didn't know that.
It's like, then I got addicted to it, and I'm kind of, like, more on Twitter than Facebook, but it's like, now, since I'll be so busy, I have to be on both, and I'll be trying not to, like, update my status so much on Facebook, but then I see something, I got to post it. I'm super supporter. I swear, I'm super supporter, superwoman.
Oh my god, we gotta do something, okay? We have to do something to get you to
definitely
relax a little bit. because we don't want you burned out. Seriously, we need you here, okay? By the summertime, you'd be like, Miss P, girl, I don't know what happened. I can't even think no more. Like, I really met my max, and I know
but
that
I'll get in so much trouble if I burn out for real. I'm not trying to get in trouble by my team if I get burnt out for real.
Exactly. They need to, like, tape you down
they
to
the
bed.
They are protective. They will get on me like, what?
Exactly.
Especially my sister, Tony Savelle. She says, you better get some sleep. Don't play with me. I got you. I got you. I'm going to get some sleep. I got you. Shout out to Tony Savelle.
Okay. Well, we have a caller on the line. I'm calling from an 862 area code. Caller, you on the air with Ms. P and Lady G. How you doing?
Hey, what's good? I just called in to shout out my people's Knicks.
Oh, okay. Knicks is she's not on no more, but I'm definitely sure when she listens to this, I'm on demand, she'll definitely get you. Who are you? Know, state your name.
My name is DJ Easy from New York, New Jersey. We rep her out here hard. Make sure they get
definitely.
That motivation. Oh, buy that.
Definitely, definitely, DJ Easy. We definitely appreciate you, you know, giving a call in and giving her a shout out.
Yeah, thanks for supporting me, though. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Never, ever a problem. And definitely, you know, find me also on Facebook or Twitter under the Intune Show. And, you know, I definitely love to, you know, hear from you, too, as well about what you're doing,
so,
you know.
What's your name on Facebook?
It's the Intune Show. And that's NTUNED. SHOW.
Okay. You got it.
Okay, DJ Easy, thank you so much for being such a supporter and calling in tonight. And I look forward
no
to
problem.
Hearing from you real soon. And if you can't find me, ask Nick to link you to me. She has my info.
You got it, Mama.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You know, I love support, love support, love support. So
exactly.
Definitely
I love support, too.
Exactly. So give everybody everywhere that they can find you. And what I'm going to do as well tonight is add your link to my website since you're a member there. And you can also add, since you created a page on the website, you could definitely add your links on your page too so people can just go to your profile on the website and click on your link.
Oh, yeah, definitely have to do that tonight.
Yeah, so that way people can find you. From this day forward, I'm just going to push you. Now that I have a better understanding of exactly what it is that you do, and I know that you're motivated, so I can totally co-sign that. So it's not like I'm giving your information to someone like, well, I know she does this, and I'm not sure how good she is.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know how good you are because I've seen you in action nonstop like a Duracell battery, okay? We're going to have to definitely figure out a way to get the lay the heck down somewhere. So give everyone all your social networks and stuff of that nature where they can follow you or they can reference something with you later in regard with your, you know, rates and packages and stuff of that nature.
You can basically find everything on LG Promotions with the number 2 at Twitter. The website is linked on there. I'm not going to get a link because it's too long. Everything is on the website, though, and Lady G Promotions on Facebook, hit that like page. I got to get those numbers up as well. And
right,
my personal Twitter,
Ms.
MZLADY 216.
Yay. And for all those that are lazy, like we were stressing earlier about how some people are lazy and she's here to help with all the promo you need, I'm about to post her right on my page right about now. So you guys, all you have to do is go to my page and click on her, and then you'll go right to her. So make sure you guys, you know, stay in tune with, you know, Miss Lady G, and definitely hit her up. And, you know, she's a beast, so that's all I have to say about that. If you're looking for someone who's going to go hard for you, rep you, and give you 90 links in 10 minutes, definitely hit her up because, again, I stress to you, I sent her my information. 10 minutes later, she's like, check your inbox, and I had myself everywhere. So I'm definitely feeling that, and I'm definitely co-signing her from this day forward that she is a person that you need to see for all your promotional needs. Is there anyone that you want to give a shout-out to?
Oh, Mom, definitely. Even though I've been saying their names all night, I have to shout-out New Yitty and the 24/7 Music Group. My team loved them. have to shout out my sister Tony Fields and Traffic and the Aaron O Show and X3 Meg and DJ Exotic Mommy and StraightFromTheBooth.com. I run out with her. We got this DVD/CD coming out, so artists need to hit me up for that. I need some more submissions. And I want to shout out too. Oh, this was my first interview. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, and definitely, like I always say, like we're family, so we're going to stay in tune, and we're just going to, you know, just grow from here, and, you know, if there's anything that you need to, like, address or talk about, and even if you wanted to come on at a later date and co-host with me, you're definitely welcome to do so. So co-hosting, you know, you have the benefit of interviewing someone and, you know, talking about the day's topic and things of that nature. So you're definitely welcome at any time to say, Miss P, you know what, I want to do a show. What you got lined up and blah, 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 and we just take it from there. So, you know. Yeah, that sounds good because that's just another way of people, you know, getting to know you, all the people that tune into the Intune show. You know, we have over 5,300 supporters so far and growing. So that's just another way that people are familiar with you, and that way now people are looking for you. Because you're just, like, on a show. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, let's go look her up. And definitely,
exactly.
You know, it's a starting point for a lot of people. Not to say that you're not already established and you have your own following, but it's always good to merge followings together.
Definitely.
You know, because that's how you just grow even stronger than before. So I'm definitely into that, and I'm just like you. Like, I may not be like you as far as, like, hey, I have two computers here, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to. But at the same time, when it comes down to when I am taking the time to be on it, I'm definitely trying to give shout-outs to as many people as I can, and I rep the people that rep me. So definitely keep that in mind, guys, you know.
Tell a friend.
Exactly. Make it a chain event. Let's definitely just keep it going, okay? Definitely let's keep it going. So, Lady G, I just want to thank you tonight for coming on, you know, and sharing your business with us, and definitely for, you know, hooking me up with those 90 links. I keep stressing that. I want them to know the seriousness of it all. Definitely look her up. And like I said again, I'm posting her on my Facebook page right now for all you lazy people, and I'm about to tweet it for all you lazy people. So definitely hit her up for, you know, promotion and, you know, that mixtape.
Definitely.
Okay, Lady G, thank you so much for tuning in to the Intune Show. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, baby. Yeah, so that was Miss Lady G, definitely a sweetheart, definitely a force to be reckoned with, because, you know, I admire her so much because of the fact that she's committed, she's dedicated, and she's definitely a real person, you know, a person that's into supporting, a person that's into empowerment. And when you come across individuals like that, you know, it's so few and so far apart. That when I encounter individuals like that, I definitely embrace them. And those are the, you know, individuals that I like to push out there into the universe along with myself, because it's just rare. It's rare. And I just hope that when I said disease, like she should become a disease and just, you know, everyone should catch it, I meant no harm in that. I just meant that, you know, we all need to have some of that in us. We all want to get places. We all have goals. We all have dreams. But there's no way that we can do this alone. There's no way. If you was in the world by yourself, who would know you? So basically, being that you can't be in this world by yourself, take that in consideration and use that to filter yourself through other individuals like yourself, because the one thing that you need to be true with first and foremost is self. The one thing that you need to understand that without others coming into the picture to formulate and help you capitalize on building, there's no building. Because you can go buy a building, but if you have no connections to people, then who's going to help you? Who's going to occupy the building, in other words? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just basically trying to throw out things so you guys can kind of understand that togetherness, support, empowerment, enlightenment, knowledge, skills that we all have, or each of us have it in us differently, we need to share that. We need to give that out there to our kids. We need to get that out there to the community so people that are lacking in areas can be uplifted in the sense that now they have a greater purpose in this life, you know, because I can't even fathom me being on this earth for nothing. I can't even fathom that you guys are on this earth for nothing. We all are here for something. It's just within you, and it's going to take you to realize that you need people. We need people. I need people. I need you guys, or it's not even worth it. You know, it's not even worth it. Now, I can sit here and talk to myself all day because I have a point to make, but it's nothing better than having someone to talk to and piggyback and offer their energy, which is going to bring more energy to me and fuel things together. So, in other words, I'm not going to talk you guys' heads off tonight. I just want to, you know, just thank you guys for tuning in. I just want to thank everyone once again that, you know, without you guys, you know, there's no Intune show. Without you guys, there's no Off the Page, you know. So I just want to thank you once again for always being, staying true and staying blue and continuously retweeting or reposting or tuning in to the show. Because, again, you know, I do this because of the love and the passion that I have of a higher level. I've learned what my mission is in life, and I'm just going forward with it. And not everyone is going to get it right away, but I'm just praying that everyone essentially get it. So until Friday, guys, you know, stay in tuned. And, you know, look up Lady G. She's definitely a force to be reckoned with, and look up, you know, Nikki McKnight, she's definitely a force to be reckoned with as well. You guys know that I like to leave out on this track, so, you know, I'm just sitting here trying to filter what track I'm going to go through tonight, and I'm just praying and hoping that, you know, our girl Lady G gets some rest tonight because, you know, like I said, we don't need her burned out. We definitely need her to be, you know, well-rested for other things that she needs to do, you know. So, again, for all her clients out there, I know it's her ship, it's her business, but this is her new big sister, and I'm definitely letting you guys know that when she takes on a contract with you guys, definitely have your peoples behind her pushing you as well, because support, 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 and that's how you're going to get out there further and deeper. The woman needs some sleep, the woman needs some rest, and I think that we definitely need to take that into consideration, although it is a contract, okay? So I love you all. And this one I'm leaving you guys on is called This Time, and this is by Dante Tyler. I love him, love him, love him, love him. Stay in tune.
Take me back. Truly understand if you don't cut me slack this time. Ooh. All I forgive is my apologies for my inconsistency. After all you couldn't possibly want me again.
Lord, I know it's too late.
Whoa.
I know I'm always getting in the way, Lord.
Please don't lose your faith. Find my potential and my mistakes.
Lord, I know it's too late.
Whoa.
I know I'm wrong. Get it in the way, Lord.
Your potential that gives you grace. Ooh, child, I can't wait for you to see what is broken inside of you. True, that is my grace to keep you safe.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
world.
Yeah.
the parade.
You and I,
because I really wanted it to be.
You and I,
but tonight will love you half of me.
Then
and I, and it's sweeter, sweeter.
I hate to think that's the parade.
I'm in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune.